Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh, home, let me come home. Home is wherever I'm with you.
KFI, AM 640. Bill Handel here on a Wednesday morning, January 26th. And before we get to Dean Sharp, a quick announcement. It's just been confirmed that Justice Breyer of the U.S. Supreme Court, retiring after 27 years on the court, is 83 years old, considered towards the liberal side of the court, although not as liberal as Sotomayor or Kagan. But not much is going to change because he'll be replaced by some super liberal that President Biden is going to nominate, and the court will still remain 6-3. Very conservative. It's time for Dean Sharp, Handel on the House Whisper. Dean is heard Saturdays, 6 to 8 a.m., just before Handel on the Law. Sundays, 9 a.m. to 11, and his social address, At Home with Dean. Good morning, Dean.
Morning, Bill.
Okay. You know, today's going to be a little bit, sort of a different kind of segment or two. And I want to go into it, and starting with the premise, there are things that happen at home. You know, they break, they screw up, that seem vexing, and you have to call someone in, and may actually turn out to be very simple to fix. And you don't have to be a DIYer either. You just have to know Dean Sharp. And so, there you go, all right?
There you go.
Now,
there you go.
Yeah, now, you handed me a whole list, and some of these are astoundingly stupid, I must add.
Okay.
Yeah, just completely insane.
All right, let's hear them.
No, I don't want to go through those. I want to go to the ones.
Come on.
Okay, how many turns until a threaded pipe is tight enough? I mean, come on,
okay,
that's a joke. It takes three guys to do it. You know, okay, go ahead.
You know what, though? I got to tell you, it's one of the areas where DIYers mess up the most at home. Because, you know, you get lessons on, okay, all right, I understand now. I've got a pipe. I'm going to attach a pipe. I've got a pipe fitting here. I've got my pipe thread tape standing by. But nobody ever told you how much tape to put on the threads or how tight is tight enough. And we have had so many situations where folks have tried to attach their own pipes at home in which, A, they don't put it on enough, and as a result, they get a leak, or B, they put it on so tight that they get a leak because they crack the fitting because they're just so unsure. They don't want it to leak. They don't want it to leak. So there actually is. There is a professional standard. There's a rule of thumb about putting on a pipe fitting onto a pipe and connecting two pipes together. And it's basically, as a general rule, that you're going to hand tighten the fitting as far as you can. And then it's usually, you know, between one and three turns more with the wrench. Or you're going to cover at least a half an inch of threads.
Okay.
And there you go.
All right. Okay. That's a good rule. That makes sense. Something that has happened to me, and I think happened to everybody, you have the busted light bulb. So the glass part is gone, and the base is still screwed in. And you're looking at this filament and going, okay, I'm going to get electrocuted if I get anywhere near that. And explain how you deal with that.
Okay, so first of all, you picked one of the fun ones, because if you actually go online and Google this topic, you're going to get a whole slew full of videos telling you that you can use a potato to do this. A potato. So, and you know what? The truth is you can, given a certain circumstance. If you have no other tools on hand, and you happen to have, an Idaho russet laying around in the kitchen. And if you haven't lost the entire glass filament part of the bulb, the outside of the bulb is gone, it's all broken off, but the filament base, the little stem that's still sticking out of the bottom, yeah, you can cut the top off of a potato, shove the potato on there, and use it as a handle to unscrew the bulb. It actually works. But let's assume all of it's gone except that little brass base that's now stuck in the socket. First of all, you got to make sure the light is off. All right. We don't want anybody getting electrocuted. And the safest thing to do is not only have the light switch off and tape it down, but go flip the breaker so that there's no chance of there being any energy in the circuit. Then you really just need a pair of needle nose pliers. You need to get up there with a needle nose plier. That socket, that brass socket, is incredibly thin and very, very flexible. You can get on the edge of that socket, grab on with the needle nose. Sometimes that's just enough and start to turn it. Or if it's really badly jammed in there, you can bend in the edges of that socket piece a little bit to loosen it up a bit and then spin it out.
Okay, that's easy. I've actually done that, by the way, with a needle nose plier. Usually I have no idea what you're talking about. When you give me advice, because I'm not a DIYer at all. But that one I have done. Good for me.
There you go.
All right.
You've never used a potato, though.
I have never used a potato because I what I would do is turn the electricity on, put it in there, cook the potato, and then eat it. No, I've never used a potato. How about repairing lamp parts that are damaged? I mean, because everybody's had a broken lamp at some part, at some time, and you still usually toss them.
Yeah. Yeah. So here is the interesting thing about lamp parts, if you think of this as interesting. Don't waste your time going to the hardware store and looking around in the pipe aisle or the nuts and bolts aisle or the hardware aisle. You can go to the hardware store if they have a lamp parts section. Otherwise, you got to go to a lamp store. And here is the reason why. So many people get confused and frustrated by this. But the entire lighting industry, the lamp industry, has an entirely different set of pipe sizes, thread angles, thread counts, nuts, bolts. They look normal. They look like, oh, this is like a 3/8 or a half an inch piece of piping. I can just go get that at the hardware store. No, you can't. No, you can't. And the reason that is, and it's a bizarre thing, it actually came from the fact that when we started electrifying homes, Bill, the easiest way to retrofit electricity in homes was to run these new wires through the gas, the brass gas lamp tubes that were already in the walls. And so all of American lamp technology is all formatted around threading that was done when lights were driven by gas.
And they were all different sizes.
They're completely different sizes than plumbing, than nuts and bolts, than any other kind of hardware. They are a universe unto themselves. So the lesson there is just go get your replacement parts from a lamp store.
You know, you would think that something as ubiquitous as lamps and certainly hardware products, et cetera, there would be a universality to it where everybody agrees on a given size. And then from here on in, they keep on going. It's like cassettes. Remember when cassettes were around? Everybody in the world agreed on the cassette formula, size, shape, and it was totally universal. Same thing with VSH. How come that's never happened in the home industry?
Industries, the home industry doesn't really exist. What there is a grouping of sub-industries. There's the plumbing industry,
right?
The hardware and framing industry, the lighting industry. And they've all been, you know, they've all tooled themselves into this area. So getting them all together and saying, hey, let's get on one standard, it's about as likely as, you know, the U.S. going metric.
Got it. Yeah, which we actually, technically, I think we are metric. It's just we don't use it. The loose hinge, which everybody has, and doors a little bit off. So you've got a hinge that's not quite there, and maybe the door is, it drags along the floor at the bottom. What do you do with that?
All right, so this is one of the easiest things that a homeowner can do. You just need to know to do it the right way, and it's very simply this. Hinges, door hinges, usually come about an inch long, and they're basically designed to dig into the wood of the jamb, that 3/4 inch piece of wood that is actually holding up the door and making up the door frame. And those jams, depending on how much you spent and the quality of the jam or how, you know, the jam that your house came with, which was probably pretty cheap, those threads can strip out, especially over years of the weight of the door. So if you've got a wobbly hinge, chances are it's going to be the upper hinge, by the way, because that's the hinge that's doing half the work of all the hinges because of the weight of the door hanging off of it. So here's what you do. There are tricks for tightening up a screw in that jam. You can use a chopstick and a piece of some wood glue and glue up the end of a chopstick, shove it in the hole, snap it off, wait for the wood glue to dry, and then you can put the screw back in because it fills up the fibers of the chopstick fills up the bad thread space of the screw. But when it comes to a hinge, the easiest and best thing to do, go to the hardware store with the screw in question. Find yourself a nice long wood screw. I mean 3 inches long, but one that has the same head size as the screw that you've pulled out. Go home and take your driver drill and put that screw back in its place. Because what's going to happen is we're not going to rely on the wood of the door jamb at all. We're going to bypass it completely, and we're going to send that 3-inch long wood screw right into the 2x4 trimmer and king stud, the structural lumber that's behind the jamb. It's going to bite in there. It's going to bite really, really well. Great. It's going to snug up, and that screw will never loosen up.
That is good advice, as usual. What's going on this weekend? What's on the menu, Dean?
You know what? It's this list. This is a huge list. So we've decided to actually take both Saturday and Sunday's show and go through these little known fixes for common problems around the house.
All right. Have a good one. I'll catch you this weekend, Dean.
Thanks, Bill.
Dean, who is heard Saturdays and Sundays, 6 a.m. to Sunday, or 6 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 11. I keep on pitching the show. It's a very good show, by the way.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.